Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Thanks again to Danny Green for dropping by the show. Appreciate him giving us some time here today.
Oh, Danny, do you have any left in you? We're a 10-day contract. You disgust me, dude.
you disgust me. At least, dude. I didn't cause the Heat a game.
Whatever. Look at you just trying to, Danny Green, after what he did.
After the video he did for you yesterday, do you really want to speak to him that way?
Yeah. Oh, wait. You talking about this guy threatening me on a public platform?
Break your legs. Yeah. You're lucky I'm not into that.
Oh, yeah. Just know Mr. Musk. Definitely sent him a DM with that one. Good luck.
It wasn't on Twitter, you idiot.
Nah, well, I mean, I can't catch Zuckerberg.
And Mark Zuckerberg likes fighting.
I know. That's why I didn't send it to him.
One thing I know about Mark Zuckerberg is he likes fighting and hates amphibians, so you're screwed.
Does he? Does he hate amphibians?
I don't know. I just made that up. I'm not really sure. Let's get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Heat, Panthers, talked about their losses. Marcos, can you get this update on Tyler Hero? This was from Sham Sarani. I sent that to your email if you could get that for us. And we will hear. It's not great news. It's very cloudy on Tyler Hero right now. So we'll get that here in just a second. But the Heat lose last night. They fall to the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson was awesome. Steph Curry hitting clutch buckets.
Jesus Christ. Awesome, dude. Didn't even put up 30 points.
Okay, dude. Well, okay. Awesome. If you don't want to take it from me, take it from Bam.
Awesome.
Klay was just hitting tough shots. Him and Steph, down the stretch, they were hitting tough shots. And obviously, you know, those two guys, they generate a lot of attention. So, you know, when you have that much attention on you and you making shots, it allows other guys to get going, you know, get their self involved in the game.
Yeah. Poor guy. Thanks a lot, Marcos.
Only one playing defense. That's why he's allowed to say that.
He was like, oh, hey,
they still haven't picked up on this time thing.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't figured out the time thing yet.
Time for
when they call.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, you talking about your family?
Yeah.
Oh,
what time is it over there? Actually,
what time is it in Italy? Are they doing just Paris? Or are they going like Euro all over the place?
I don't like. They've been on trains and stuff like that. I don't know. Man, they went to a cooking class.
That's cool.
They learned how to make macaroons.
You got this Shams clip on Tyler Hero, Marcos.
Oh, what did he say? He's
Well, you'll hear it. Here we go. Sham Sarania on the state of the Heat injuries.
Duncan Robinson, there's optimism he's going to be back at least within the next week or so. He got testing on his back injury, but the good news is it showed no major damage. The hope is he's back sometime in the next week. The big worry is Tyler Hero. He has not played in a while. There's no real sense when he'll be back and when he'll be available. What? He got a PRP shot a couple weeks ago. Still no clear sense on the timeline.
Awesome.
Well, that's the same thing we knew. Just it feels worse hearing it from somebody else.
Mm. Yep. No, it does.
Like from
just more people saying it. Just is terrible. You know. So,
here's the problem, and we knew that anybody who commented on this now was going to say this because he got the shot and wasn't going to be evaluated for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they said they said 1 to 2 weeks reevaluation, but like once you're reevaluated, like. Do you go right back to basketball? I mean, there's 10 games left. Like, when do we?
No.
Like, what?
You got to work. Then they're going to say conditioning. And, like, dude, here's the other issue.
This dude needs some more milk. Like, what's going on?
He needs some milk.
Every year there's something.
He needs something, dude.
Every year.
No, really.
Justin Winslow went to Duke, huh? He didn't go to Kentucky.
Yeah. No, Justin Winslow went to Duke.
He had the
whole back thing. But man, the hand,
those stats you mentioned earlier with Joel Embiid and Bradley Beal playing more time than him were just.
Yeah, he's going to pass him.
Probably.
I mean, we'll see. I bet Joel Embiid comes back before him.
Joel Embiid is supposed to come back by the playoffs. And Beal, I mean, he going to give you, you know, I mean, this is, I would say, the most incredible thing is streak closed and damn near played the whole season.
I know.
And balled out.
I know. But this is the thing that's, you know, with Tyler, you know, you come into this year, you know, okay, you had to deal with the rumors. You handled it like a champ. Great. We all give him props for that. But now it's like, okay, this was supposed to be the year because last year was supposed to be the year you proved it in the playoffs. Now they go to the finals. Now this is the year. If you're not going to be available for the playoffs, then it's like, well, what the hell is the future with him? You got to see it work itself out.
I don't know if he's good enough to just throw back in the starting rotation.
Oh, right now. Yeah, no, for sure. Not.
No, but I'm just saying like if Jimmy missed a substantial amount of time, Jimmy comes back. He starts.
Of course.
Bam missed a substantial amount of time. He comes back. He starts.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyler comes back and now you have Rozier. It's more important to get him minutes with Bam and Jimmy than to try to get Tyler back into the flow of things.
Oh, listen, especially if you got a foot in it, what am I supposed to do? Play him starters minutes?
Right.
Like, no, I'm talking that. And then, by the way, that's optimistic, Leroy, short term.
No, I know.
I'm talking about long term. This kid is 24 years old and you can't rely on him to get through a season.
So I guess,
it's one thing for Jimmy Butler to be 35 years old and be like, oh, maintenance program every single year. Dude, this kid is a child and this happens every single year.
In other words, let me see if I get this straight. Cronin was right.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't make me more mad. I'm already mad at him for his hocus pocus.
Wait, so Cronin was right not wanting Tyler Hero?
Cronin can still go to hell.
He can still wait. But on his way to hell.
I mean, DeAndre ate a lot of time,
on his,
too.
On his way to hell, he's doing this.
I was wrong.
but remember. It wasn't just Portland. There was a lot of teams that everybody said had no interest in Tyler Hero.
You think they all knew that he had weak bones?
No, I don't know what it was. We were trying to figure it out. We were floored that nobody wanted him. That you couldn't get, like, remember when they were talking about, oh, the Heat are looking for this or that or trying to get this person, that person. Wait, nobody wants Tyler Hero. Isn't that not like
no? Weird? There was some saying that you could get pick for him to add to an asset and things like that. But now, like, who the hell is trading for that now?
And you just extended him.
Yeah, he just started a first year of an extension. Yeah, right. $30 million a year. What is he making?
Has he ever played a full season?
I think his second season
when he was sixth man, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But he was still playing starters minutes and took the most shots on the team.
Yeah. No. Technically, he was a sixth man, but he was, because the way the Heat do things, he was playing more minutes than
he played 66, his sixth man of the year.
So still.
Still missed it. Yeah. Still missed 12, it.
What? 16 games. Wow. 16 games. That's like 3 weeks of basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Sometimes it just hits guys. You know what I mean?
What the
like, but listen, AD came out the other side.
Oh, man. Tyler Hero signed a 4-year, $120 million contract extension. This is the first year of that. $27 million this year, $29 million next year, $31 million the year after that, $33 million the year after that. Awesome. Does he need like a foot rub or something? Like, I'll do it. I mean, if it helps, like, if
it like ain't gonna help, dude. He getting
foot rub,
PRP shots.
I mean, I'll rub Tyler Hero's feet.
Nice.
Dude, like,
no. I don't think he wants that.
I'm just saying, if he needs that,
no.
That,
like, I just want
a little back rub for dunks.
No, he needs that deep tissue, dog. You can't get that.
That hot stone.
He need that hot. He need that. No, he need. You know what he probably need?
Cup him.
He need the pins.
Oh, acupuncture. Yeah, I think he just needs to hang upside down. Leroy, didn't you hang upside down for a little bit?
Wasn't that
a
thing?
The regular hot.
I've seen that thing. It's crazy.
Leroy, I still do.
Just give it. You know, let him borrow it.
Hey, it stretches your back out.
Man. Dade South says that Tyler Hero is Kevin McFrail.
It's not nice, but
point four.
What do we got to do though?
Like,
he's had some unfortunate things happen to him.
Right? Deaky says there will be no Tyler Hero trade or slander. He's the only decent basketball player on the team.
What? Okay,
how would you know?
Let me have at it. What is his name again?
Deaky Soul 3G.
Okay. I'll just say 3G because that sounds like it could get me in trouble.
Hmm.
You have lost your damn mind when you say he's the only player. He doesn't play, therefore he's not a player.
All right. No timeline on Tyler Hero. Great.
Timeline. Now, look, there you go. No timeline for Tyler Hero. You feel a lot different about that no timeline than the no timeline for Chubb and Phillips, right?
Oh, that's different. That's you can tell in tone that's different. Like,
the season's not going on.
The way Mike McDaniel says no timeline and the way Shams says no timeline,
it's March.
So different.
It's March. That's why.
Way different, dude.
It's March. That's why.
Everybody's
enthusiastic 6 months before the season start.
Take a break. Back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
got some social media activity from Boy Wonder.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll get to that here in just a second. But first, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right. It's mostly cloudy. Winds are coming out of the south. Southeast. At about 15 miles an hour. Maybe gusting a little bit higher than that. So I would maybe look out for a passing shower or so. And it's probably going to warm up because the winds are coming from the south. I would say right now it's about 82, 83 degrees.
All right. How do you do, Marcos?
It is indeed 83 degrees. Winds getting pretty gusty, as we say in the industry, right? We say that, gusty. 14 miles per hour now, but ranging between 15 to 20 miles per hour. So
that's what gusts are.
And are they? Is that legally, like, a gust has to be over 15 miles per hour?
No, gust is just higher than regular wind.
Yeah, makes sense. Be on the lookout, though, for some cold weather returning. The winds currently are coming out of the southeast, which Leroy attributes to warm weather. But for some reason, tomorrow morning, you can reach lows potentially at 61 degrees.
So that means they're going to turn and come out of the north.
Mm. He's a golfer.
I always thought that it was a running back for the Ravens who used to play for the Canes.
Who?
Gus Edwards.
Okay.
That's the bus.
Minus one.
Yeah, that's a minus one, dude.
Minus one.
You didn't mention in my rain, like, tomorrow.
Like
the, oh, yes. Thunderstorms tomorrow, actually. It will rain tomorrow.
It's okay. Well, we're playing baseball in the dome.
That's usually what happens when there's a change of temperature and a change of direction.
Man, watch out for the wind.
Tomorrow, the winds are going to be coming out of the north, I'm guessing.
Yes, north, northeast.
Right. Wow. Thrilling.
Look at that.
There you go. There you go, folks.
Listen,
you figure it out. Cold air comes from the north. Warm air comes from the south.
All right. So we had just talked about and played the clip from Shams last segment. Still saying no Tyler Hero.
Did Tyler Hero hear the segment?
You know what? It's possible, Leroy. I can't rule it out. I can't rule it out. Yeah. So,
I just want him to play. I want him playing.
Here is, if you could play the clip one more time, Marcos, for those just tuning in from Shams, because Tyler Hero has commented on this on social media in a couple of tweets. We'll bring you that here in just a second. But for those who missed it, here was Shams on FanDuel TV earlier today.
Duncan Robinson, there's optimism he's going to be back at least within the next week or so. He got testing on his back injury, but the good news is it showed no major damage. The hope is he's back sometime in the next week. The big worry is Tyler Hero. He has not played in a while. There's no real sense when he'll be back and when he'll be available. What? He got a PRP shot a couple weeks ago. Still no clear sense on the timeline.
All right, there you go. So Tyler Hero has taken to Twitter. And he has commented on a Heat versus Haters tweet that quoted the Shams report. Shout out to Heat versus Haters. And what do we get? The patented Tyler Hero cap.
Just cap.
He's lying.
He's saying this is cap. I mean, the kids, Leroy, just so I can explain it to you.
Do this.
The kids these days, when they think you're full of it, that's cap. You know,
we've already discussed this with you.
No, I just want to. Well, I'm just trying to catch people up, JFig. I'm trying to catch people up.
Don't have to do this every time.
I'm pretty sure people know.
I don't. Well, I don't know if they do. You know, the old aren't very caught up on the lingo. Mm. You know, so I just want to make sure.
You mean the same old that was sitting with you next to Tyler when y'all went off on that little cap rant?
Well, listen.
No cap.
If Tyler Hero thinks people are capping. You know, you got to make him walk the plank.
Don't do that.
What?
What? That. Okay.
No cap. No cap.
Exactly, dude. Because we asked him flat out. We're like, hey, last episode, what's cap? He goes, we saw it was cap. Like, you know, you're right.
So he's saying Shams is lying.
He's saying that's not true. He then follows it up with
There's
a tweet.
Only one way to fix that. Play some basketball.
Play some basketball.
Right.
He then follows it up with another tweet.
Hmm.
And he says, I just had a great workout. And I believe this is in sarcasm, because otherwise then what he was saying is that it's no cap, because if it is cap, then this has to be sarcasm. He said, I just had a great workout, but I ain't coming back no time soon.
I feel like that one needs to be explained more.
Well, he might want to do a little bit like, what are we, you know what you have to do, Jay? You know what the kids do, Jay Fake, to connote sarcasm is you make every other letter in a capital. So that's how you know.
Yeah.
Or you got to add some. Yeah, that's how you got to do. But because if you just read it, it kind of just sounds like a report where Tyler Hero says, I just had a great workout, but I'm not coming back anytime soon. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. But
it's about, and this goes back, by the way, Leroy, I'll let you say your point. This goes back to your Mike McDaniel point, which is a great one. Tone is everything.
Hmm.
And that's where tone is lost on social media.
Exactly, Jennifer. Exactly.
But here's the deal. So I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to say he's lying.
Hmm.
I'm not going to say anything like that. But if Tyler Hero had a workout with all them basketball people, somebody would have said something.
Well, that's the Heat, though.
No. Tobin?
You know the Heat.
You know those reporters around the Heat.
I do. But they're also like,
Tyler Hero was working out.
Hey. I ran Anthony Trey, and it's like going up against a brick wall versus Spo sometimes, because he's like, they're progressing.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do?
I mean, let's hope they progress before there's no games left.
Oh, I'm with you. But he is trying to tell, look, he's calling cap on Shams. All right. And you can't just call cap.
But here's the deal. Cap. Here's the deal. Shams is getting his information from somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. But this is I don't know. I don't know who to believe. Well,
like, of all the people to make up stuff, you gonna go with Tyler Hero?
Why would Tyler Hero comment on it though? Because Tyler Hero's already missed time. So why call cap if you're not able to prove the capness?
Tyler Hero is missing time. He missed time when he has played.
Fine. But you can't call cap if you're full of crap.
Damn, man. He's like Don King, dude. He just won't stop with these. I promise, man.
You got to do what we do then. Hit him again.
Jesus. Where is my Don King drop?
Minus one.
Just like, love that guy.
Doesn't stop, man.
It's a bit strong. I don't love him.
I mean, so. Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you, Torben. Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
I want him to play.
We all want him to play.
There is nothing that would suggest he's close other than that tweet.
But I'm telling you, Tyler, next time, because, you know, I could speak to the kids. You know,
put some video out. A lot of people put video out.
True. But I just want to give him some advice as a social media savant like I am. You want to change up the lettering, Tyler, if you're being sarcastic. Otherwise, people won't know that you're
calling cap. Or at least use quotation marks, you know?
But here's right, the deal.
Exactly.
When you're going to be sarcastic.
But here's the deal. If you're responding to a text, are we not smart enough to figure out that that was sarcasm? You see what I'm saying?
He likes being cryptic, though.
I thought it was very easily detected as sarcasm, Leroy, yeah. But what you have to realize is people are idiots.
You ain't telling me nothing I don't know.
That ain't new.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll play Rats of a Ship to close things out on the other side. But first, Leroy, well, I'll tell you one ship we're going to. Well, not a ship, but we're going to an awesome event next week. Tell them, Leroy.
Golf's Boldest League is coming back to Miami from Friday, April 5th through Sunday, April 7th, and now's your chance to be there. Catch live golf at Doral's Blue Monster and see John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, and Dustin Johnson take on one of the world's most fearsome golf courses with live DJs and a euphoric headline concert featuring Akon. Tickets are selling fast, so grab yours now at livegolf.com. That's livgolf.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Jennifer, what do we got for Rats Off a Ship today?
Okay. That was quick. Well, first we have Jason Kelce getting hired for a Monday night countdown.
I'm not rats off a ship. Not surprising. I mean, I figured if he was going to get a... Gonna get out of the football game. He was gonna get scooped up as a media personality. If I was apparently he's replacing RG3 off of Monday Night Countdown. But if I was really somebody looking over my shoulder, be Jeff Saturday. But watch out, dude. Only room for one center.
Never getting rid of Jeff Saturday.
Watch out. Watch out, Jeff Saturday. What about you, Leroy? What do your rats say?
I'm not rats off a ship. No, I think they'll have fun with it. He's like, for the most part, a good dude.
You know? I do wonder. I know it sounds like he's going to ESPN, but there's only room with one bearded wacky guy on television. So could this spell the end for that bum, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Isn't he on NFL Network?
Amazon.
Oh,
I wish Bezos would have thrown Kelce the bag. They already have Whitmore as their offensive lineman. What are your rats, JFig?
They're not rats off a ship. I think he'll do great.
All right. Marcos?
I mean, enough of this guy, dude.
Jesus.
rats off a ship.
Just wah. Look at me. I think he'll do good, but still rats off a ship. Enough of this guy.
You have the same philosophy for him I have for J.J. Redick. Nothing against him, just enough of him.
Just enough of this guy.
You definitely have something against him.
JJ Redick?
Yeah.
Oh my god, like another podcast with LeBron. Oh. LeBron, watch out, dude. You want to not This guy is a mojo torpedo, all right? Duncan Robinson, now Jaime Jaquez, and now LeBron. I mean, you want to the Lakers fans be nervous if JJ Redick, pokes his beak around your business. Mm. That's neither here nor there. What's rats off a ship number 2, JFig?
Well, how would you guys feel about living in an RV for 2 months? Apparently, Jim Harbaugh did this with the Chargers offensive coordinator, Greg Roman.
Wow. I'm rats off a ship.
What?
I RVs, like, no thanks. I don't want to.
You already have pretty bad experiences.
Rats off a ship. I don't want to drive around in an RV.
Was it ever since that vacation?
Oh, God, that was terrible. That wasn't even an RV. That was just a beaten down trailer my wife got. I'm like, hey, could you do me a favor next time? Can we not get our place to stay on Groupon? Airbnb free? Like, enough, dude.
And free.
Jesus. What about your rats, Leroy? But, I mean, not surprising. Jim Harbaugh's a psycho, no. But I'm rats off a ship on an RV.
I'm rats off a ship. It doesn't prove anything.
Rats off a ship. Like,
I mean, I felt bad for Roman, like, being stuck. And, like... Could you imagine being stuck on an RV with like Mike McDaniel?
Well, it's even worse because it sounds like Greg Roman got to live at his house, but Jim Harbaugh is knocking on his door every morning. Come on, Greg. Early bird gets the worm.
He is a very intense dude. He's always been that way.
Greg, you can't fly with the Eagles if you go hoot with the owls.
Here's the problem. You think it's a bit? He is like that for real. That is who he is.
I mean, it looks very much like he is.
Right.
JFig?
So I'm not rats off a ship living in an RV for 2 months. I think it'll be pretty fun. Kind of goes with my personality. But with somebody else, nah.
Well, you can always crop them out of the picture and say you went alone.
Ha!
Point for Leroy.
I don't like that.
Yikes.
Wow.
What do you say, Marcos?
Too long. What am I, John Madden?
2 months is a long time out here, dude.
Like a prison on wheels. You know why John Madden has had that RV, right?
Fear flying.
He didn't fly.
Yeah.
By the way, oh no.
Oh no.
John Birdie got traded.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Really?
Close.
Yeah, I mean, I know we usually use that for death, but I mean, it's the end
of the career. I think you should stick for... Don't do that.
He's dead. Wasn't he supposed to be... Well, I guess when they brought Anderson in, right? Yep. But remember, when we talked to Tommy, he said, like, no, you want to keep Birdie. You want him to be that all-around guy.
Not anymore. Apparently they don't.
All right.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow. We'll be at Marlins opening day. Looking forward to that. JPEG, what's number three?
Draymond Green's antics.
Can you show
like the visual?
Yeah, I want to show people what he did last night to poor Patty Mills.
Sure.
I mean, what is that?
What is this?
What are we doing? I'm pretty sure they just outlawed that in the NFL. Yeah,
he's grabbing his throat, dude.
It looks so artistic in the worst way.
Somebody looked like he told Patty, go limp!
He's got me, mate!
That is not a good day.
And that wasn't a penalty.
It's like handsome Squidward.
That wasn't a foul.
You think do you think that Patty Mills yelled, crikey, after that?
No. I do think that. I was rough.
Let one slip out like, oh, Danny Green.
Like Danny Green, potty mouth teammate.
Yeah.
And our Odyssey NBA insider. Mm,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. What are your rats with Draymond Green's antics, Leroy? Because they couldn't be more swimming for me.
Like, as soon as you said Draymond Green, I didn't hear the rest. I was
rats off a ship.
We're all rats off a ship there.
Yep. Yep, that's a rat sweep, if I've ever heard of one. Crazy.
Unless Marcos wants to disagree.
Nah, rats off a ship. Draymond Green, this guy's a WWE wrestler. It's crazy.
Rats off a ship.
Gets away with everything.
Does, he really does. Because, you know, it's like, he's at such the line right now where, because of who he is, it's like, he's like, it's got to be heinous for them to kick me out. Yeah. And he just pushes the buttons. Mm. You know, he should be on thin ice.
Every button.
Wait, like, why is Draymond reacting like he's getting choked?
Right? Is it Draymond?
Is that it? Because I'm looking at it like he's the Rock delivering the rock bottom to him.
Yeah. And with the other hand, he's giving it, raising up and saying, can you smell?
Is that your jabroni Aussie? See you down under. Okay. Boom.
Oi, oi, oi.
Man, give us one more, JFig, for rats off a ship.
Sure. Dak Prescott not getting an extension offer from the Cowboys.
I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
Jerry is playing a dangerous game here.
Oh.
But I would say this. If he's letting it get to this point after seeing how many players have been lost because you didn't re-sign them and then you couldn't afford them the following year and you got nothing in return, right? Then I would say, all right, you never wanted him. So maybe this is exactly what Jerry wants.
Also not the first contract drama they've ever had with him before.
They have one every time.
Yeah, so... I'm not rats off a ship on it. I'm kind of a bit. He's been around a while. Like, if Jerry Jones wants to spin the wheels on a new QB, I'm fine with it.
I mean, okay, what's available?
Maybe he wants to go get somebody new, baby.
Because in all these other situations, he had a quarterback in waiting. So he had Tony Romo. He had Dak Prescott. So there's not another guy.
That's fair.
There's not another guy. And usually, I mean...
Ooh, maybe drama hits and they trade up in the draft.
As good as a businessman as he is, I'm having a hard time believing that you would put yourself out there to not have a quarterback and not get nothing in return. I can't even fathom it.
What about you, J Fig?
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Frog boy?
Rats are swimming, dude.
Rats off a ship.
All right. Everybody wants to see Dak get his money from the Cowboys, apparently. All right, everybody. We will be out tomorrow at Marlins opening day. That is the start of the baseball season.
If there's no trains.
If there's no...
I'm sorry. Was that to me?
Oh. You're the closest. You're the closest.
Technically. And also, I was there first last year. So.
Because you're the closest.
Yeah. I mean, one guy is coming from three counties away. But, you know, no worries. Although Glenn told me I wasn't allowed to go. He said after the shenanigans that I pulled yesterday that I must stay away from all professional teams.
When you say shenanigans, you mean ruining the Heat?
I didn't ruin the Heat, dude. 28 you points.
Ruined
bunch
them.
Bunch of simpletons.
You ruined them, dude.
Ooh, look at the 28 points.
And that's exactly why you won't be there tomorrow.
You know, you whatever, see what you dude. Next time.
Before we go, can I hear Michael Beasley lose to the English language again?
Oh, my God, did he? Yes, indeed.
It's blasphemous, damn.
I mean, this guy, he's such a rascal. Who loses to the English language like that, you know?
You?
I mean, like, are we all of us? At one point?
Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, you know, I've heard a couple flubs.
Professional. I would never do such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Yeah, never, dude. All
right. Yeah, I bet. Not even maybe on a Heat broadcast once or twice, potentially, with your boy Tommy Tighe in the area. You know, maybe remember.
And he found other ways to contribute, even if it was getting into transition. Excuse me, easy for me to say. Get out there and get some.
You were closer to saying turducken than you were to saying
Come on, is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
It's transition. Let me search it to find out how hard I can. All right, you get your revenge, Froggy. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow. And he found other ways to contribute, even if it was getting into transition. Excuse me, easy for me to say. Get out there and get some.
It's blasphemous. Damn.
Words means words.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.